Good afternoon. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Did I say good afternoon? Wow, I meant good evening. I don't even know what time it is. Anyways, it's 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Boston Medium, where I'm Merlinite, your host, and I hope you are ready for a whole hour of paranormal fun, spirit communication through music. Woo! Get ready for your guided meditation. Get ready for the channeling of spirit. Oh, yeah. So we're going to be playing some high vibrational sounds for you tonight. I hope you are cozy on your ride home from work, kind of winding, getting unwound, getting relaxed, because you're about to listen to some guided meditation. We're going to relax you. We're going to lift the vibration. We're going to do a clearing, and I'm going to heal you. That's right. I'm about to heal you. I cannot wait. I am so excited and so grateful to be here. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, WMFO. Let's just give a round of applause. Woo! Wait! Come on! We're alive! We made it! It's 6 p.m. We're here. We're present. Let's do this, everyone. So before we get into it, come on. Let's get some reggae going. How are we going to start? I'm going to start the show with some reggae. Because come 6:05, you better be ready. It's the guided meditation here on the Paranormal. Woo! Playground Sounds.
Gonna leave me, 'cause you're sick and tired of me. You told me that it's over and that you've turned a new page over. You drive me out my mind and you're leaving me behind. But before you walk through the door, there is something I've got to make sure of, baby. When you've gone away and left me, don't you dare come back and see me. 'Cause if I keep on seeing you, baby, it's gonna make me feel so blue. When I needed little loving, you just leave me behind. So before it happens again, we better leave it like it is for the time being, baby. Dare come back and see me. 'Cause if I keep on seeing you, baby, it's gonna make me feel so blue. You broke my heart before and you leave me behind. So before it happen again, we better leave it like it is for the time being, baby. I just wanted to know I love you, baby.
Hello, hello. You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo! I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the boss medium, and here we are. Here we go. We are going to do some meditation right now. We're going to ground everyone, whether you're driving in your car, whether you're relaxing at home, whether you're just bus, train, taxi cab, all the choice is hip. Oh my God, I'm singing stuff from like the 90s cartoons. I swear, this brain, ADD, is real. Anyway, that's why I'm so good for this job. Anyway, I love you. Namaste. Ish lebedesh. Did I say that right? Ich liebe dich. I love you in German. I hope I said that right. Anyways. Whew. So just get comfy. Get relaxed. We're still just because Valentine's Day is over doesn't mean we're still on our, you know, 28 days of love. Or our February love day. I might just keep this going on. You know, we are on day infinity. Day infinity of love. That's how I like to call it. So wherever you are, let's just get cozy. Breathe in and out. Nice deep inhales. Nice deep exhales. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Now just imagine roots coming from your feet all the way down to the center of the core of the earth, tying tight. Please center yourself. Give the energy here so much love right now. Give yourself so much love. Give yourself so much kindness. Give yourself so much compassion right now. Whatever that you've been through throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, we're just going to let that go. Guess what today is? It is the new moon. Yesterday was new moon in Pisces, but the new moon is still rolling. So this is a manifestor show. This is our manifestor hour. And so in our manifestor hour, we are here raising the vibration. We are here giving love, and we are here to come into fruition our greatest desires, our hopes, dreams, passions, everything that we could yearn for or want, whether it is better health, whether it is healing, sickness, emotional sickness, whether it is manifesting money, home, a new car, getting into a school, acing a test, you know, getting a job, getting that job you wanted, your dream job, your dream career. Prayer, manifesting to pray for others, manifesting for others when given permission. What is it? Anything that you could want or ask for. And so what we're going to do is we're not going to ask the question in this meditation. We're going to let ourselves go, and we are going to, by us just letting go, whatever's in your inner heart, you say that this is what you are. So whatever you want to manifest, say to yourself secretly, I am this. So for example, I'll say, I am $1 million. I am $1 billion, because that's the truth. Or my health is restored 100%, and I am 100% healed. So bring these into your mind. If this is what you want to do, if you know what you want, if you don't even know what you want, let it go. Sit in this meditation. The whole point is we're not striving for anything. We're letting go, because that's where manifestation happens. That's where manifestation meets reality, and it meets the right connection to actually come into visible effect is when we let go. So right now, we're going to feel how good it feels to be present. We're going to feel all the magic that surrounds us. And most of all, we're going to invite all of our spirit team. Our spirit team is to provide us with that unconditional love, to help us feel loved if we have not felt loved today. If nobody said they loved you, I love you. Feel how good that feels. Your angels and all your team are saying, I love you. You are so precious to me. You can feel them coming into your presence right now. And it's okay if you're having trouble feeling their presence. And it's okay if some of you are feeling it 100% and you know they're there without a doubt and you can see them and you hear their names and you can smell, touch. And if nobody's feeling anything, don't worry. It's okay, they're still there. Your angels are telling you right now the healing is here. The healing. This is not a permanent situation, whatever you're in. You are meant to have whatever it is you want. You are meant to have the magic and miracles. You are meant to be creative and golden. You are meant to shine your light so wonderfully. You are meant to be so happy, so joyful, so magnificent in this lifetime. You are meant to be playful and expansive and free and have all those things you want. You were meant to be the child you were for the rest of your life. Joy. As you can feel yourself, you can feel your angels and all your team hugging you and loving you and removing all of those things that didn't serve you, and they're taking them and they're beautifully handing it over to the stars, to the sky, to turn that into gold. You see, they're not just taking the negativity or the bad feelings or the lower vibrations and just wishing them off into the air. They're taking them and they are giving it to God. They are giving it to the archangels. They're giving it to the stars. To create alchemy. You are this magnificent sense of alchemy. You are this magnificent reality of alchemy. Feel your vibration just raise as you know that there was nothing wrong with you. Feel that vibration as you know there was nothing ever wrong. It was necessary for all those yucky feelings. It was necessary to go through what you needed to go through to get to your greatest yet to be. You asked for this beautiful life. You asked for this mission. You asked for your family. You asked for this reality right here on planet Earth so you could grow and be exactly who you were meant to be. Everything is perfect. Feel that energy. You can feel a beautiful blue, cobalt blue light surrounding you right now because your throat chakra is being healed. The expression of you is being healed and you are able to communicate exactly your truth. You are able to communicate exactly your path, your passion, and whatever it is that you want to be. This is you, dear one. This is your beautiful light shining. Feel that energy and feel the love. Just feel what it feels like to just be so loved for all eternity and infinity. Feel what that feels like for the unseen, your beautiful spirit team coming around you, holding hands and gathering around you and making a protective, beautiful circle as you can feel their beautiful light. You can see their beautiful purity come and bathe you in protection and growth and love and nurturing and care. Oh, this gives you the ability to be you. This gives you the confidence to know how loved you are in this world and how important you are and how powerful you are. Everything that you need is right here. Everything that you are is right here. You are whole. No matter how many times you go into this world feeling lost, feeling incapable, feeling limited, you can always come back to this place of remembering. Oh, how life, it is just a movie, a temporary movie, and I am here playing a role for my, this is my costume, and my real self is here in the unseen realm. My real self is spirit, and nothing ever changes about it. There is nothing that is ever wrong with it. There is something that is always perfect about it. I am here to play. I am here on this beautiful planet to grow, to love, to dance, to give, to heal, and create the most beautiful story, the most beautiful magic anyone has ever seen. through you. You are so powerful. You are so special. That is how special you are, is that you were born. Something wants you alive because something magnificent is destined to come from you. Something so magnificent is here, ready to shine. Feel that. Feel that into infinity. Feel that into your true self and who you are. Oh, I love you, says Infinite Spirit. Now it's time to love yourself. It is time to give yourself what we give you, unconditional love. And as we come down, you can see beautiful feathers, just beautiful feathers in the air. These feathers are representing the you that is free. That's representing, these beautiful white feathers are representing that purity within you that is expansive, that part within you that is omnipresent, and you can do, be, have anything you want. Look at those wings. Look at those feathers. Look at you. Look at today is the day we activate our truth. Today is the day we manifest exactly what we want. Today is your manifestation. What do you want? What do you want? Ask that question and it shall come. Thank you so much, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for joining me, all of you, for this beautiful new moon in Pisces meditation, manifestation here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We're here till 7 p.m. And in between that time, I'm going to put on some music because let me tell you something. This is a manifestor channel. This is a spiritual channel, but it is, but mostly it is a music channel. And so everything we do is in the flow of beautiful music. And we love it, and it is our heart and our soul. This is the station. This is the psychic medium station for all these musicians out here and all these artists. And I love you. I love your creativity. I love your unprecedented nature, and I love how unique you are. Keep shining. Keep tuning in, and let's party. I love the way that sounds. Thank you. So stay tuned. I got some tunes coming up. I've got some channeling from spirit at the end. We got this. You got this. I love you. I hope your vibration is raised. Mwah!
Yeah. other night,
the funniest dream of all.
I dreamed I saw a great big man behind the garden wall.
Little eyes, I love you. Honey, little eyes, I love you. Honey, I love you in the springtime and the fall.
Honey, 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 honey.
Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
I love you the best of
honey,
all.
Honey, 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 honey.
Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
I love you in the springtime and the fall.
Honey, 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 honey.
Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
I love you the best of
honey, honey, honey.
Begin to open their eyes.
With all the birds upon the wing, my lady sweet, arise. With all the birds upon the wing, my lady sweet, arise. Arise, arise, my lady sweet, arise.
Get up, 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 get up.
Hark, 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 listen to the lark.
He came around to my back door
to see my turtle dove.
Tell me, honey, tell me true. Who am this man you love?
Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
I love you in the springtime and the fall.
Honey, 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 honey.
Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
I love you the best of all.
Honey, 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 honey.
Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
I love you in the springtime and the fall.
Honey, 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 honey.
Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
I love you the best of all.
Take up your bow. This is a tune all fiddlers ought to know. It's too bad, it's too bad. You never have seen a man play a jazz on a violin. It's too bad, it's too. Listen to that old violin. A quick banging and a shaking bow. A super heel and a tick or toe. It's too bad, it's too bad. Too bad, it's too bad. of that old violin. Quick fingle and shake it both. Little heel and tickle toe. It's too bad, it's too bad.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart! The radio waves! They are depleted!
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, attention donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
Hello? You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo! I hope you're enjoying those tunes. Those were some, I might say myself, I was really digging that. That was like Doug McDonald band with the Moloke. I don't even know how to speak Hawaiian, so. Mississippi Sheiks, the Jazz Fiddler. That's like one of my favorite songs. Listen to that old violin. You got the Deep River Boys. River Boys with Hark the Lark. Another favorite, Lou Christie, Beyond the Blue Horizon. Oh my God, it was so perfect for this. Winston Reedy before Dim the Lights. So we had some country, we had some reggae, we had some gospel, we had some blues, jazz, bluegrass kind of, and then we had, you know, some kind of like dream pop, or you know, we had some kind of like, you know, that was a pretty cool genre. You know me and my Hawaiian sounds, I gotta have them. So anyways, I hope you have enjoyed this. I hope you're how are you feeling? Not that I can hear you verbally, but I can hear you energetically. Yes, this is a telepathic communication that we're tuning into right now. Me and you, we're telepathic. This is how it's going to go. So I'm going to read you telepathically and we're going to just communicate back and forth. Yeah, that was a good day, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, I know. Okay, yes, I'm hearing you. Yes. See? I know it. And I know you shouldn't have had the Burger King or McDonald's. I know that's what you're telling me, but it's okay. I mean, I understand. You know, there's going to be a time where you're going to want to take the red pill, and you're not going to want Burger King and McDonald's anymore. I swear to God, you don't have to rush it. If you don't force it, if that's what you're doing right now and you're listening, you're like, I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't do this. I should take the red pill. Don't worry about it. Eat it. Do it. Just for now. You have to go through it. You have to feel it. You know, it's like picking up a drink. I know I shouldn't be doing this right now, but just do it then. Just kidding. I'm not advocating bad behavior. I'm just keeping it real. It's like you might as well be listening to this and doing bad things. Wow, I hope that was like good advice. Anyways, we're here for another, you know, we're a good amount of time, and I'm so excited and I'm happy and I love doing radio at night. So good. So what do you guys manifest in here? I mean, I know I'm just going to keep manifesting the radio here because I love it. So why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Let's, you know, just manifesting this continues to help other people, continues to raise the vibration, and I continue to send love through the airwaves, and I hope to manifest just continuously sending love, continuously connecting with people, and people having a connection here. That's what I'm really hoping to manifest here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, is having a connection here on WMFO and just raising the vibration with love. So that's my manifester, and hoping to just raise my vibration in general and just really get better at Reiki, healing myself, healing others, you know, just being the light wherever I can go. So manifesting that. So whatever it is you want to manifest, tune in. Oh yeah, and also, you know, getting my buns back into running and working out, because now I'm all healed from my injury. So now it's on. So it's like things like that. So these are examples of things, you know, if you're just tuning in and you're just like, ooh, this is the opportunity to manifest. Listen to this and have it in your head. Have it in your mind and say, I am this, and send it out while you're listening to me. Let's say it together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. So I'm going to say I am something, and then you're going to say I am something. Okay. And you're going to say it out loud. I don't care if you're in your car. I don't care if, you know, you're in public. I don't care if you're at the grocery store. I don't give. I do not care. Do you want change or what? What do you want? Okay. You want things to change, or do you want things to stay the same? So wherever you are, whatever you want to manifest, or whatever phrase you want to say, you could say anything. You could say, I am love. You could say, I am fit and healthy. You could say, I am wealthy and prosperous. You can, You can say, I have the new car that I want. I have the home that I want. I have the career that I want. I have the happiness that I want. Anything. So ready? Let's see. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. I am full of so much health. I am full of so much wealth. I am full of so much prosperity. I love my body. I feel good. I feel great. I feel young. I feel youthful. I can work out all day. What are you guys saying? Yell it. Scream it. I mean, if you're like in a public place, I get it. You don't have to be like, ah, just say it to yourself. But like I said, if you're in a place where you can actually verbally say it, let's say it together. Okay? I'm a billionaire. I am surrounded by sound equipment all day, every day. I buy new sound equipment every single day. I buy records every day. I'm surrounded by records every single day. Woo! See the magic that's happening? I feel good every day. I feel happy every day. I have so much energy every day. Oh my God! I'm full of so much health. I am glowing with well-being. I'm grounded. I know who I am. God, I love life. Life loves me back. I'm surrounded by so many loving people. I love myself. I love you. I'm so excited for every day. I get to wake up and be alive. Life is so exciting. Ah, life is so much fun. Work is so much fun. Everything I do is filled with fun and excitement and joy. You see how good this feels? You know? See, just keep saying this with me. I don't even want to stop. It's so much fun. So you get the gist of how this is. This is the Manifestor Day. This is going to be the best year of my life. 2023. Here we go. You see how the magic is? Oh, it's so much magic. So much magic. Ah, so much fun. I love you. Kisses. So stick with me because we have about 20 more minutes. But again, we're going to, at the end, you know, towards the end, I'm going to see what's coming in and what Spirit wants us to say. But until then, let's get back with these nice vinyl. Let's get back with these nice dope tunes. Mm-mm-mm. Here's some doo-wop for you. I hope you appreciate this.
Boom, boom. Where's everybody running? Where's everybody going? Love, love, somebody please tell me. Why's all the rush?
I'm gonna tell you about Babaloo's getting married.
What you say?
Oh, Babaloo's getting married.
Ooh, that you say?
Yeah, the church bells ringing.
Ring dong.
All the people are singing.
Hi, hi.
Yeah, the bride is waiting.
Wait, wait.
Yeah, the mall celebrating.
So gay.
But he ain't got the money.
Oh, oh. Babaloo's wedding day. Some people think it's funny. Some people think it's true. Babaloo's getting married. What will he do?
Ba-boom, boom, boom.
He met a woman at a baseball game.
Playing second base with the Milwaukee Braves.
Husky Babalina was her name.
He asked for an autograph.
To borrow a
dime. He
could get to church in time. Babaloo,
Babaloo,
Babaloo, Babaloo, Babaloo,
Babaloo,
Babaloo,
Babaloo, Babaloo's wedding day.
He had a monkey tying a string.
An organ banner that he played.
Counting the money at the end of the day.
The monkey took the money and he ran away.
Oh, Babaloo,
Babaloo,
Babaloo.
She wore blue.
Hello, welcome back. Ooh, I really like that version of Blue Velvet. Ooh. Ooh, ooh. So, I hope you enjoyed all of that. It is our portion of the show where we do the reading, where we do the new moon reading. And I'm really happy about the music selection. I'm always happy about the music selection. I'm always happy about everything that's going on here. So anyways, so we're out of here. So let me make a count. I'm not out of here right now, but so Infinite Spirit coming in. I open myself up to see the message of what wants to come in for the new moon. What is the message to everybody listening right now? Okay, it's so funny. I get messages through songs, and this is... Oh. Oh my God, I love it. I love how this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and they're giving me the message to this song. So I don't know if any of you know, if you're aware of the Strokes. So they're... Look them up, their band, and they have a song called 1251. That happens to be one of my favorite. That's probably my favorite Stroke song. They have so many, but that's probably got to be my favorite Stroke song. And so, you know, it's like the lyrics are like, "Talk to me now, Havana. Your friends are dead." It's like, "Kiss me now that I'm older. I won't try to control ya. Friday nights have been lonely. Change your plans and then fool me." So that it, you know, it's a fun song. It's all about, you know, being young, and you know, it's like, you know, we can go get 40s to hell, go into that party, you know, and so. When I think of that in the interpretation of everything that Spirit's trying to tell me when they're bringing in the song, this is actually, it's about being youthful, but being able to be youthful without having to kind of follow the crowd, being able to be youthful without having to kind of like go with the status quo. And I mean, so this is, again, this may not be the exact, this is not the exact meaning of this song. This is when they give me the song, this is my interpretation of the message that I get when I listen to this song. So just letting you know, just a disclaimer. So when you look it up and you hear it, it's so dope. So basically, because they have the lyrics like, you know, you know, "Oh really, your folks are away now. All right, it's cool, you convince me." You know, that whole feeling. You ever that feeling of when you're hanging out with someone you really dig in, and then it's just like, "Oh, let's just hang out by ourselves. Why are we gonna go out and party?" So when I hear that, the whole thing is about being youthful and going into your own. So it doesn't have to be with a partner. It can be with a partner. You can have fun. It's about whether it's with a partner or with yourself. This is an energy right now to come in to connecting to that authentic self that likes that solitude, but is fun in that solitude. So when I say is fun in that solitude, you know, understand you are your best friend. You are your own best friend. And to be able to have so much fun with yourself, you have all the power in the world. Nobody can bring you down. Nobody can shut you down. So this is a good time. If you don't really know what that's like to be in your own head, you have trouble being in your own head, you have issues with being by yourself, or you just can't, and you want to know what that's like to spend time by yourself, it's so healthy and it's so important. It's so important that we master this, because yes, it's good to be social and have friends, but we also need to know what it's like to be grounded and come into our own and to be able to just completely mute all the sounds of the outside world. Because when it comes to making decisions and when it comes to choosing things that we need for ourselves and what we want for ourselves and going after our goals and our aspirations, we cannot have the outside world constantly influence what we're gonna do. We cannot have outside people, whether they're good meaning, yes, parents are good meaning and friends could be good meaning, without trying to create malice. They're just trying to put their input on what's good for you. But sometimes what they think is good for you is not what's good for you. That they think it's good for you coming from their perspective and limited paradigm, but you have to come into your own. And so when I hear that song, I love that song so much, 1251 by The Strokes, because it always reminds me about that good, gushy feeling of when you're like, nah, I'm gonna hang by myself today. Nah, come on, why are we gonna go out? Let's just have fun. Let's go play cards. Let's be in solitude. Let's go do this little thing that doesn't involve this big, massive energy, you know? And it's just like, or, you know, or when it comes to like parties, a lot of times, you know, when we're being, that party is a symbol of being forced to join societal fantasies. I feel like when he says, you know, we can go and get 40s to heck, you know, going to that party. I feel like that's that reminder and that feeling of that moment where you're like, I'm not going out because this is more fun. I'm not hanging out with these people because being with myself, reading this book, dancing in the sun, doing this research, doing this thing that I like, that is weird and is me. Nobody's here judging me. Nobody's here telling me it's wrong. No one's here telling me what to do. And yet I'm growing while I'm engaging in this hobby. And I don't need anyone else to engage with me. I don't need anybody's approval to do this. This is my love. You know, you ever go out to a show by yourself? You ever go out dancing by yourself? And that freedom that comes with that, where, yeah, it is fun to, you know, go out with, of course it's fun to go out with people and be with people, but sometimes, you know, there's instances of going out by yourself and being like, wait a minute, this is my time to be free and go to this place, to that place and explore. I don't have to wait for someone's opinion or be dragged down by, you know, I can have fun by myself. And so this is this whole message that if you have not mastered being able to be in your own head and being your own best friend, this is the time. So cultivate that. Get yourself some solitude, good solitude, not unhealthy, you know, not like recluse and hating the world, but fun solitude. That's the message for the new moon, because there's some great things coming in. There's a huge shift I felt, and I know all of you could feel this wonderful shift that just, you know, it's occurred. I you know, we can't put our names on it, but all of us empaths are able to tap into it somehow, and we can just feel it. And it's a huge shift, and it's a good shift. Like, let me tell you something, you know, being able to be attuned for the first time that last week, my life has changed just within 1 week. I'm telling you right now, I was attuned and now I'm doing Reiki every single day and things are it's like I'm on drugs, but naturally. So that's what it's all about, is about growth and discovery. And you can grow when you take time for yourself. It's not about being selfish. And a big message they're saying is, don't be afraid to buy things for yourself. Don't be afraid to spoil yourself. You need that. That's taking care of you. That's self-care. That's loving you. Don't ever let anybody make you feel bad for that. Love yourself. Love you. Mwah. I hope you enjoyed Paranormal Playground Sounds here, as you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Boston Medium, Mariah Merlinite. I am your host, your favorite psychic medium. Mwah! I love you. I love you. Oh my God, I love you to pieces. I love you more than a million stars. You've got to understand this. I love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope to see and hear your, I hope to hear, you know, hear your beautiful voice. I'm not hearing your voice, but you know what I'm saying. Telepathically, listen to you next week, because I can feel everyone who's here and you are so beautiful. Oh, you are on fire. Rock and roll this whole week, and you take on this week and shine your light. I love you. Let's go. Let's hit it. Come on. We need a party song. We need a party song for this to raise the vibration of the room and everything around us. So here we go. I'm going to leave you with George Harrison, Dear One, because this is a beautiful, special song right here. Love you. Goodbye.
my